Arizona is Sanderson Ford country. Had someone from out of town pull into the office yesterday. Had to squeeze this truck in between a sea of Sanderson Ford pickup trucks. And his wasn't a Ford. So he walked in the back door and he said, well, I can see I'm out of place here. Yep, the whole back lot is filled with Sanderson Ford vehicles. That's the only place I buy. It's the only place I've bought for 40 years. How about the headline-grabbing vehicles that Ford's producing? The F-150, number one pickup truck in America for 42 years. How about the Bronco and the headlines it's been making? The Mach-E was rated recently by a third-party rating service as the best electric vehicle on the road anywhere on the globe. And now we've got the Ford Maverick. Detroit Free Press says that this is an insatiable demand for this pickup truck. Talking to John the other day, he says, Rosie, we had 8 show up at Sanderson Ford, and they were gone in 2 hours. Gone. Every one of them gone in 2 hours. The Maverick, the new easy, they call it the pickup truck, 22 Ford Maverick, pickup truck, easy to love. That's a Detroit Free Press.
And we'll be live at Sanderson Ford next week if you'd like to come out and join us. As always, Sanderson Ford is doing some kind of community outreach, supporting a nonprofit that supports the local police department. It allows you to get your catalytic converter ID'd, so if it's ever... It should work as a deterrent, because when a crook sees that, they'll know they won't be able to turn that into a shop because it has been identified. And if this crook comes up with it, it's obviously stolen. So it'll help deter your catalytic converter from getting cut off and of your vehicle. It'll be face painting, superheroes, JJ's Louisiana Barbecue that's right there in Glendale is going to be out. That is wonderful food. JJ does a great job with that, so we'll be excited to have him on site. That's next Saturday, Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue in Glendale, just south of Glendale at Maryland Avenue. All the details at rosieonthehouse.com. Come out and visit and support Sanderson Ford, who supports the community and the local police department.
Love to see y'all out there.
Let's start with Adam at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the broadcast. How may we help you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Nice. So I live out in Surprise, Arizona, but I have a whole house water softener. It has two lines coming out from the main line in. It sounds like it's running all the time now, and realistically behind my washing machine, which normally dumps into the port on the back side of the wall, I can hear a constant flow of water. Not a huge flow, but I'm thinking that the two of them are connected in one way or the other, and I'm wondering where I should go with this or what would be the best kind of things to go after.
Well, that water softener should not be constantly discharging water. It should recharge itself once, probably about every 24 hours, and that should last about 30, 35 minutes. And that's all the discharge it should be doing. Is this a new unit that you've had installed, or did you inherit it when you bought the house?
So, no, we bought the house new about 11 years ago now. So we're the original owners okay. of the house. And the unit will run for about an hour, and you can hear the water cycle through the unit and everything else. And then it does its normal discharge. But this has just kind of crept up, I guess, in the last two weeks.
It needs servicing. The equipment needs servicing. We've got several water treatment Rosie certified partners serving the Maricopa County area, Water Treatment Technologies, and Kinetico. I'd have that looked at, because we were just talking last hour how important it is that we all save 10% of our water, and you're going to have a hard time doing that if your softener is programmed wrong and doing a constant discharge. Let's get that taken care of. I couldn't encourage you more strongly. to get somebody out there and take a look at it. It shouldn't be doing that. The recharge for 1 hour that you're hearing, and you could set that to happen any time of day or night, is normal. That's all a part of the water softening treatment process.
All right? And I know a lot of guys program it at night so they don't have to hear it.
That's right. That's right. Where do you want to take us from here? We've got a bevy here.
Yeah, well, let's go to line two, Chris and Chandler. Good morning. Okay. Welcome to the program. Tell us about
your
situation.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Sir. Hey, I've been chasing odors around the house, and I worked with you guys email-wise a little bit, and it seems like it's sewer gas or something like that. Kept my drains closed, and it somewhat went away, and then I changed my furnace filter, and it went further away, but I'm hesitant to leave my drains open again on the sinks and tubs in the bathrooms.
Are there any bathrooms that aren't regularly used?
The guest bath, yes, and the master bath as well. Periodically, I work out of town, and it's just me. So, you know, a 4-bedroom house, 2 baths, doesn't get a lot of water usage.
Well, one of the things that may be happening is the peat traps could possibly be getting dried out. That's going to happen more often in the summer when the air conditioner is running and dehumidifying the house. It'll actually dry out the peat trap in your showers that aren't being used. I would tell you that if you would run water at each of the bathtubs and vanity sinks for just a couple minutes, just enough to fill the peat traps back up, and let's see if that doesn't help a lot. You've been in the house for how long? Did we lose him?
Chris?
10 years.
Ten years. And how long have you had the problem?
It's been coming on more and more in the last, say, 4 or 5 years. It's just something that's coming about here.
And you haven't changed your living style. You've been in it with the traveling and the bathrooms getting periodic use the whole 10 years.
Correct. I've come off the road a couple times from work and lived in the house. So I did get on the roof last weekend and check the vent.
How high off the roof deck are they?
Probably about a foot and a half.
Yeah, you may want to extend those. Are they on the north side or the east side of the roof?
I got 2 on the east side and I think 3 on the west for all vents.
I would consider raising those, and you can do it very easily. Just go to the hardware store or the big box store and buy a 4-inch ABS about 3 or 4 feet long and just slip it right over the one that's there and see if that doesn't partially eliminate the problem or completely eliminate the problem. That more often than not will do it. A vent next to an air conditioning, roof mounted air conditioning unit that's blocked from the breeze will also do the same thing. A parapet wall or a fireplace that's blocking the vent and not allowing it to catch that prevalent southwest breeze can also cause a problem. So make sure the vents are a little bit taller than that. That's the least expensive way. You're obviously comfortable getting on the roof. Go throw a couple extension pipes right over the top of the existing vents and see if that doesn't eliminate the problem. Keep the peat traps full of water by filling the vanities and the sinks, alternate use of the bathrooms, make sure they're getting fresh supply to the peat traps. And that would be where I'd start. If those couple little tactics don't work, we've got other tactics. But at that point, it involves spending money. And let's see if significant money. So let's see if we can. You haven't had the house recently termite treated, have you?
I have not.
Okay. All right. All right, try those two tactics and reach out to you. You'll know immediately if it's going to solve the problem. If it doesn't, reach right back out. I'll give you step 3, 4, and 5. We appreciate the call. Thanks a million. On the topic of greeting newcomers to Arizona, newcomers, we got a few emails about, you know, things. Rosie, here are some things you should add to your directory. As you're welcoming newcomers, when they land here, have them research, are they in an incorporated part of town or are they buying in the county? We get so many calls from Arizona homeowners that are buying where they can afford, which sometimes tend to be on the outer edges of the metro areas, and then they try and get someone to service something at that house, and it can be really hard sometimes to pull people out to those areas because everyone's so busy closer in to their office. So think about that a little bit, on where you're buying, who will be your service providers. You'll be told when you're buying the house whether it is on a city sewer system or if it is on a septic system. And if you've never lived with a septic system, that's going to take a little bit of an education. And I would tell you before you buy, I would research what building department we asked you to check and see if it was incorporated in a particular city. Well, even the counties have building departments, and you can go to the building department and submit the address and find out if there have been any building permits issued for that address. And we encourage people to do this all the time, particularly homes that you can tell have been flipped. See if a permit was pulled. If the permit was pulled, you had to either be the owner builder or you had to be a licensed contractor. And if it's a licensed contractor and a permit was pulled, that is a nice step of assurance the work was done to some level of code compliance. If it was a homeowner pulled permit, then I would ask that homeowner, please provide me a list of the licensed contractors that changed that electrical system, that extended that plumbing system, that restructured the load-bearing walls or trusses. I'd want to know that that work was done by a licensed contractor. You could be saving yourself a world of grief later. And I tell people, when you're coming here and you're shopping a home in Arizona, if you can buy the home in as close to original condition as possible, it's probably your safest home to buy. If it's been modified, check the building department and verify it was done code compliant.